This month, the people behind the project called Galaxy Zoo, which you may have heard of, have announced not one, but two new websites along the lines that they've been working on before. So Galaxy Zoo itself is a website that's been around for several years where people, anybody at all who's interested, can log in and classify galaxies. So literally this website gives you an image of a galaxy, which nobody at all may have studied in detail before because there are so many galaxies out there, there's just not time for people to look at all of them. And it asks you some basic questions about what that galaxy looks like, whether it has any interesting features, whether it has spiral arms, and so on and so on.
In fact, just recently they announced an interesting discovery about barred galaxies.
Yes, we talked about it last month, in fact.
Yes, indeed, that's right. But in fact, some of the even more exciting stuff that's come out of Galaxy Zoo has been unexpected discoveries where people have seen unusual features in galaxies. Because actually, if we're looking for properties that we already know about, you can imagine you can program a computer to go through these images. So for the example of the barred galaxies being redder, for instance, you could have written a computer algorithm to go through and check that for you. Whereas on the other hand, for spotting things that are just a bit weird and coming up with new ideas based on that, it's much better to get human eyes to look over data. So that was the idea behind Galaxy Zoo, first of all to provide some basic classifications, but also to spot unusual things that we might not otherwise have known about. So as I said earlier, they've now launched two new websites. The first of these is called the Milky Way Project. And here they're looking through pictures taken by the Spitzer Space Telescope. So that means they're infrared pictures, pictures taken in infrared light, which show up very cold features. And they're looking for very cold, dense clumps of gas within our own galaxy that would lead to, for instance, stars forming in those regions, because to form a star, you need to make the gas very dense and ironically very cold before you start the nuclear fusion process. So that's the first of these. And of course, the big difference compared to Galaxy Zoo is that it's mainly focused on stuff within our own galaxy rather than stuff in other galaxies. But they've also launched a second new website, which is called Planet Hunters. And this is using data from the Kepler Space Telescope, which is a telescope designed to stare just at one small patch of the night sky continuously to monitor how the amount of light coming from all the different stars in that one small patch is changing over time. And the reason people like to do that is because if there are planets around those stars, then every now and again, as those planets orbit around their parent stars, they will block out some of the light just because, by coincidence, almost they get in the way of the light coming from the star. They're in between our telescope and the star that the light is coming from. And so this Planet Hunters website allows anybody who wants to log in and have a look at what people call the light curve. That's just a plot of how much light is coming from the star against time. You can log in and you can literally draw a box around anything that looks like a little dip and therefore could be indicative of a planet.
When you're looking for something that specific, though, that's really quite tightly defined, whereas when looking at galaxies, people can flag all sorts of interesting things. If you're looking for a dip in a graph, then surely that is the sort of thing where you would use an algorithm rather than get people involved.
Yeah, I have to admit that that's one of the things that slightly puzzles me. It's clear with this new Milky Way project that there is a reason to get humans involved, whereas with the Planet Hunters project, you might imagine actually for this sort of thing, you'd rather have a computer because humans have a tendency to see patterns where there aren't any. It's just sort of hardwired into our brains to look for patterns in stuff which may be not there at all. So it'll be interesting to see exactly what the team do with the data they get from this Planet Hunters project.
And of course, Galaxy Zoo is a wonderful model for getting people engaged with the science and really feeling like they're part of it.